Hi, this is Dr. Kripalu, and I'm going to talk about how can one react to or go through an experience when they're given a diagnosis. So, for example, somebody says you have prediabetes or any chronic conditions or high blood pressure or diabetes, for example. So when somebody comes to me for a physical exam and we look at their blood pressure, for example, and their blood pressure is high, and give them this diagnosis, which is, you know, obviously you check your blood pressure and tell them you have high blood pressure and, this is what, you need to do. Of course, one thing is to say and get motivated to say that, okay, now that I have this, I'm going to make the lifestyle changes, which involves eating better, exercising more, and, reducing stress and everything like that. But what does one go through experientially, mentally, is one of two things. One is this person can say, oh, my God, I have high blood pressure. My father had blood pressure. My grandmother had blood pressure. All these things. And so, oh, my goodness, I got blood pressure, too. That's the worst thing ever. And kind of give in to saying that, oh, my goodness, I have to be on medication, and so be it, and kind of, not feel good about it when the person leaves. And the other way to go through this is the way I help people process it is saying that, okay, this is actually a good sign that it's actually a blessing that I came to the doctors for a physical exam for prevention to learn more about how I can keep healthy. Yeah, they discovered this high blood pressure, but remember, everything is reversible. Everything is because just like the way I brought it on myself, of course, unknowingly, I can also reverse it and make it a normal. And that is all in my hands because I am in charge. I can make this happen completely. So in taking it positively, I'm going to try and do things in my power as much as possible to make sure and take it as a challenge to say that, since I'm in charge of this, I'm going to do everything possible, and I'm going to make sure that in 6 months' time, I'm going to bring it to normal. So one can look at, this way so that you can actually make changes to motivate yourself. And so then I give ideas about how they can get motivated, how can they keep goals for nutrition as well as exercise, how can they can meditate to make, their stress lower. What else can they implement in their lives, using the pillars of health to actually reverse? Because every chronic disease is reversible. That is something every individual should know. It's not a sentence where they're saying you're committed to taking medications for the rest of life. Now, how much they take that and make sure that they reverse it is up to them. But that is definitely this big possibility there. So as long as people know that, it is more of a challenge in a good way where they can actually make it happen and come out of it normal.